I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 160. In this episode, I'll discuss three reasons why one clinical pharmacist on the unit equals two in the office. I have the show notes for today's show linked up at pharmacyjoe.com/episode160. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. If you are a clinical pharmacist working in a hospital, the chances are that you have an office or desk to call home in the central pharmacy. Certain aspects of the job require a quiet space to work, such as creating an in-service or presentation or drafting a policy or procedure. But for the majority of the day, it is far more effective to be present on the nursing unit elbow to elbow with patients in the care team. Here are three reasons why. Reason number one, observing and interacting with the patient. Many aspects of pre-rounding or optimizing medication regimens become more efficient when done on the nursing unit. If I'm trying to determine whether venous thromboembolism prophylaxis is appropriate, it's much faster and accurate to see the sequential compression devices on the patient's legs than it is to search the medical record for documentation that the SCDs were applied. When assessing whether medications can be changed from the IV to enteral route, the medical record can only reveal if a patient is taking other medications already by an enteral route. But when I'm on the nursing unit, I can see the NG tube hooked up to the tube feeding or the patient eating their breakfast. When evaluating cross-allogenicity of a medication order, being able to step into a patient's room and ask them questions about their allergy history is far more effective than scouring old progress notes or reading in the record that the patient has, quote, hives to penicillin. It's very easy to determine if a patient's inadequately sedated or has inadequate pain management by briefly observing them while you are on the nursing unit. Reason number two is interacting with the team. Being present as much as possible on the nursing unit allows for greater interactions with other members of the care team, such as nurses, physicians, and respiratory therapists. When the care team knows they can count on you being on the unit, they're more likely to seek out your assistance. Your consistent presence turns into more IV compatibility questions, more pain consults, more drug fever or thrombocytopenia evaluations, more antibiotic stewardship opportunities, etc. Being available in person for spontaneous questions provides an invaluable service to members of the care team. You'll find many questions you can answer off the top of your head without further research, and this saves you and the nurse or physician a significant amount of time. When you interact face-to-face with the care team, you begin to learn how each discipline thinks and what their priorities are. And this will allow you to more effectively communicate recommendations or interventions to those team members in the future. And the third reason is learning opportunities. The number of learning opportunities you'll be exposed to by maximizing your time on the nursing units is tremendous. No one is going to hold off starting a procedure for the pharmacist to walk up the basement to the nursing unit. But if you are already there, you'll get to see bronchoscopies, endoscopies, echocardiograms, central lines, joint reductions, intubations, tracheostomies, autopsies, and countless other procedures. By viewing procedures, you'll gain a better understanding of how medications are used to facilitate them. There's no shortage of experts readily available to learn from when you spend most of your day on the nursing unit. Do you want to know the best way to calculate the QTC when the rate is irregular? Find a cardiologist and ask them. Do you want to know why the infectious disease physician didn't double cover Legionella? Be on the unit to ask them before they see the patient for the day. Do you want to know exactly how phentolamine is used in extravasation? Ask the IV therapy nurse the next time you see him or her. Occasionally, you'll find someone who's too busy or stressed at the moment to share their expertise with you. But I found this to be the exception to the rule. Nearly always, people are happy to take a moment to share their expertise or answer questions. And while you're on the nursing unit, you'll eventually encounter a medical emergency that the team will want your help on. To learn exactly what to do in common emergency scenarios, check out my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, by going to clinicalpharmacybooks.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.